The first rounds of cuts are in the books, so who is in and who is out? That's coming up next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for making us a part of what you do, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Travis Rogers. You can follow me on Twitter under that handle, at Travis Rogers. You can also check us out on YouTube. Our Locked On Rams YouTube page is a good way to take in the podcast. And of course, I would very kindly and humbly ask you to subscribe to both the Locked On Rams pod on your podcast feed, the little plus, the check, whatever, bookmark, whatever it might be. And of course, the same for Locked On Rams as well. We got the second preseason game coming up here on Friday afternoon here on the West Coast. Pregame show will start at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Myself and Kirk Morrison will have you that, have that covered for you. Not only do I do the Locked On Rams podcast, but we've got coverage of the Rams pre, half, and post with yours truly on ESPN 710 right here in Los Angeles. Kickoff course is at 7 o'clock, so Kirk and I will have that for you at 5, and we will talk about some of the things that I'm excited to see and anxious to see maybe in that second preseason game that's coming up in just a little bit. Want to talk about whether or not Lance McCutcheon has a chance to make the special teams or I should say the team itself after his performance in week one, and whether or not he's a good enough special teams player to do that. That's coming up as well. But let's start right here. The NFL had their first cut down date. The Rams had to get rid of five guys. They had to make some room, or I shouldn't say make some room. They had to get rid of some guys so they can ultimately get down to that 53-man roster and then, of course, the 48-man roster for game days that's coming up before too long. So let's start right here. There's really two names that I think were interesting that were cut. Not terribly surprising, obviously, but I do think that it'll have an impact on what the Rams are going to do moving forward, maybe just through the preseason, but certainly an impact in the regular season. The Rams, for the first time in a long time this season, are going to have a punter that is not Johnny Hecker. And it sounds weird to say it because, you know, punter, but Johnny Hecker was a really important part of what the Rams did. Not just because he was, you know, along with Aaron Donald when they came here, one of the few guys that you knew was an all-pro caliber player, the best in the business when they got here, but he was an important weapon in what they would do. Go back pre-Sean McVay, Johnny Hecker was probably, one of the four or five most valuable guys on the team. He could drop that ball inside the 10-yard line over and over and over and over again, forcing the other team to have to go on, you know, 85, 90, 95-yard drives frequently in a game. And that's very hard to do, even against a team that wasn't very good like the Rams. Secondarily, when you're trying to win games, you know, 13-10, 16-14, you're going to have to make sure that the other team has a lot of field in front of them. Johnny Hecker did a good job there. The Rams decided they had a little bit of a competition last year. Ryan Bohorquez, who ultimately ended up punting for the Green Bay Packers, and Hecker had a little battle during training camp. Hecker won, but it was his last season with the team. So they got a new punter coming in. They went out and signed Riley Dixon as a free agent, and then they signed Dicker as a undrafted free agent during the last year after the draft. So a little bit of a competition right there between Cameron Dicker and Riley Dixon. Well, Riley Dixon is going to get that job. Cameron Dicker was cut from the Rams. And you know, it's such a weird deal because you can almost tell who's going to make the team and who's not, or who at least has a significant advantage in the eyes of the coaching staff based on who does not play in the preseason. The fact that Dixon did not punt in the game against the Chargers on Saturday night means that you probably thought that he had a pretty good advantage there, and that's exactly what happened. Cameron Dicker among the cuts there. It is kind of nice, and it's been this way for a while, to have that position be more a position of, yeah, you know, look, as long as it's league average, that's good enough. It doesn't have to be, we need him to punt the ball to the other end of the field. You know, I don't care where we are. It needs to be inside the 10-yard line over and over again, or we're not going to be able to get it done. So that's kind of a nice little change of pace for the Rams along the way. So Riley Dixon, at least at the start of the season, will be the punter for the LA Rams. The other name that was on the cut list that, again, not necessarily surprising, but at this point in the camp, it was a little bit eyebrow raising, to say the least. Luis Perez, the, I guess, would be the fourth string quarterback, is out. So does that mean that Bryce Perkins is going to take every snap in the preseason? It may. That might be exactly what it means, that Perkins is going to get a chance to play again against the Texans on Friday night. Can he put together another? Like, he had a fantastic game. He had two passes for touchdowns, including a 60-yarder. He also ran for another touchdown. He's got some speed for sure. He's got a little wiggle, a little slipperiness, a little elusiveness along the way. And he also threw a two-point conversion, that one too, to Lance McCutcheon. So an opportunity there for Perkins to continue to play. My question is, what happens if they can't use him for whatever reason? Who goes into the game next? We get to see Wolford. Is there another player that do you put Riley Dixon in there as your emergency quarterback? Do you have a defensive back that's ready to slide into that role? But not that Luis Perez was going to make the team, but just having that other guy available to come in the event to just, hey, let's just get it to the end of the line, I think is pretty interesting that he's not going to be there for that. As far as the other guys that were cut, no big names, no big surprises there. The Rams are in a unique position and a very advantageous position, an enviable position, I think. There are not a ton of guys that are competing for roster spots. There are not a ton of guys that are competing for starting jobs. So these are more perfunctory. These are more administrative cuts where you need some bodies in camp. You need some guys that are going to be able to help you do inner squads. You need some guys that can be able to run some drills against some of your other guys. But the Rams 53-man roster, I think that if you, me, Sean McVay, Les Snead, just right on down the line, all put our 53 guys together, I think probably 51 or so of them would be the right guys. There's only a very small group of players that are still jockeying for positions along the way. One of those players, however, though, is Lance McCutcheon. Does he have a chance to work his way onto the team? Will they carry that seventh or eighth wide receiver? That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. How great is it that it is almost the start of the NFL season? You can certainly see it from here. We're just a few weeks away from the start of the season. And if you like to get a little action, a little sports betting, and you want to play a little fantasy football, and really who's not doing that anymore, you need that competitive advantage to win. That's why I could not recommend more highly the Elias Game Plan app, right? It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion, whether it's the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, whatever you are into. The Elias Game Plan is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats, the Elias Sports Bureau. It's the official statistician of pro sports leagues in the United States, including the NFL. How often do you hear somebody say on a broadcast, well, according to Elias, it's those guys, right? Their app lets you access team and player stats, head-to-head team comps, and Elias insights from the Elias Sports Bureau research team. And whether you need that advantage for your gaming, whether you need that for your fantasy, or whether you just want to impress your fans, this is why you need to do it. I use it all the time. When I need a little stat, when I need to make sure that I have something exactly right, this is where you go. The Elias Game Plan app. Take my advice and download it today. Elias Game Plan app. And with new features available all the time, you can take your game to the next level. The NFL season is right around the corner, so don't wait around. Get it done right now. Find the Elias Game Plan app in the App Store or Google Play Store today. Thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. However you play, get the latest NFL fantasy draft tips from Locked On Fantasy Football and Locked On Dynasty. Plus, starting on August 22nd, we're bringing you daily top 10 lists for Fantasy Draft Week. Locked On Fantasy Football and Locked On Dynasty, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so one of those positions that may be available, like we talked about just a couple of minutes ago, the Rams roster is more or less set. You know who the vast majority of the guys are going to be on that 53-man roster are. There's just a couple of spots available. And according to Sean McVay, Lance McCutcheon, who was probably the breakout star of week one against the Chargers in the preseason, has a chance to make that team. I'm curious. They have their group of wide receiver set, right? You've got Cooper Kupp, you've got Allen Robinson, you've got Van Jefferson, you've got Skowronek, you've got Atwell. You probably have to throw Brandon Powell in there as well. That's six guys, okay? That is six wide receivers that are guaranteed to be on this team. Are they going to carry seven? Could they even push it out to eight potentially? Here's what Sean McVay had to say when he was asked whether or not he thinks McCutcheon has a chance to win that team, or to make the team, I should say. I think certainly a lot of that is predicated on, you know, you look at the 53, but I'm really interested in the 48. How do these guys get up on game day? And that's a big part of it, whether or not you can help Joe D and Jeremy Springer, especially when you send your starting 11 out, whether it's 12 personnel, 11 personnel. If you're not on the field, for you to have a jersey and dress with the 48, you better be willing to help on special teams. He goes on to say, that all weighs into it. If you said anywhere between six and eight, but ideally you're saying if you got five guys up, and sometimes we used to carry six because Mike Thomas was such a unique contributor on special teams, there's a lot of layers to it. I think basically what he's saying right there is, can he be a good enough special teams player? We have our five guys, six if you include Powell. By the way, this doesn't include Odell either. And if Odell comes back now, that's, you're certainly not going to carry an extra wide receiver. Can Lance McCutcheon be an impact player on special teams? Michael Thomas, who Sean McVay is mentioning right there, is a player that the Rams had on their roster for a while, not because he was a game-breaking wide receiver, but because if you need him to play wide receiver, he could, but he was a really good special teamer. This is how guys like Lance McCutcheon stick with a team. He can go out there and make a twisting catch in practice like he did in that scrimmage the other day. That's great. He can go out there and catch a 60-yard touchdown pass in an exhibition game against the Chargers, which he did, which is great. He can catch the game-winning touchdown pass in that very same game. He can catch a two-point conversion to give the Ram the lead on a nice little move in the back of the end zone. That's great. That doesn't matter nearly as much as whether or not he can run down the field and make a tackle, whether or not he can shed a block and get down there and contain on kickoff coverage, because those are the positions, those are the guys that play those. You're not sending your starters out there. These are your depth guys. These are the guys that are going to have to be able to do that job week in and week out. And, oh, by the way, if you need them to go catch a pass or run a route, they can go do that too. But it cannot be that, hey, he made so many catches. Is he going to play over Van Jefferson? No, right? Is he going to play over Kupp? Stop it. Is he going to play over Allen Robinson? Stop it. None of those things are going to happen. Could he play over Tutu Atwell? Maybe. But again, there is something about, you know, you hear this all the time. The best players are going to play. Yeah, usually. But there is something to be said of, if a guy was your first pick, right? The Rams used their first draft pick on Tutu Atwell two drafts ago in the second round. You have to get a look at that guy. He has to play. He has to at least get a chance to say, hey, we made the right pick. They're not going to take somebody like McCutcheon and jump him over, at least not after doing everything they possibly can to see whether or not Atwell's up for the job. That's part of it, right? So you're going to have an opportunity to make the team if you're Atwell. And if you're a guy like McCutcheon, you've got to hope that that doesn't happen for him. And you've got to make sure that you are a lights out special teams player. This is not the old days where guys are coming in and we got our 40 guys, but we got 13. No. Not, and especially not on a good team. He's got a chance. But that quote from Sean McVay wasn't, we love what he does at wide receiver. That's, can he help us? If we give him an opportunity to play, can he help us in special teams? Can he do his job right there? Because that's going to be the determining factor on whether or not he plays on Sundays, whether or not he gets the play. And by the way, you get a 53-man roster, but you only have 48 active guys. And you need backup linemen. You need backup defensive linemen. You need backup secondary guys. Do you need that sixth wide receiver? Almost certainly no. Almost, especially when you got other tight ends, you can find ways to do it. I like that McVay is giving him a little bit of a carrot. I like that there is a lane for him to make that team, because he's certainly put in a lot of hard work and looked very good and is competing like crazy. I would still be incredibly surprised if Lance McCutcheon is a part of that Rams 53-man roster moving forward. Taxi squad, practice squad player, sure. I think that there's a real chance there. But actually being on that roster come Sunday afternoons, I think is a far, far unlikely proposition. I just don't see that happening for him. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what we hope to see on Friday night. What are some points of emphasis to look for when the Rams and the Texans get going Friday at SoFi Stadium, kickoff at 7 o'clock? That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. But first, let's talk about betonline.net. It is, as you know, the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. Find all your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, the NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Here's what I need from you guys at betonline.net. I need you guys to give me the odds on whether or not Craig Kimbrell is still going to be closing games for the Dodgers by the time they get to the playoffs, because that could affect some other things that I want to do along the way. So figure out a Craig Kimbrell line for me, will you, fellas? BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information, from live in-game betting, sports, and podcasts. They've got you covered. Head to BetOnline today. Use that mobile device to learn more about the action happening right now. BetOnline, where the game starts. Okay, so the second preseason game of the year, and by the way, this is where it's both so close you can taste it and so far away that you know you got to get through a couple more of these preseason games. This is a weird spot in the NFL schedule. Let me tell you again, not only do I host the Locked On Rams podcast, but you probably know, but maybe you don't know, that I also host the Rams pre, half, and postgame show along with longtime NFL linebacker Kirk Morrison. We do that on ESPN 710 here in Los Angeles. We'll come on the air at 5 o'clock, a couple hours before the kickoff of that game, and we'll talk about everything that's going to go on in the game, everything that's going on with the team, everything that's going on around the NFL. So I would really encourage you to check that out if you get a chance. Here are the things that I'm going to be looking forward to in that game against Houston. Let's start with this. Are we going to see Tutu out? Well, every indicator is that we are not. Sean McVay has made it very that he has big plans, that he's going to be a part of what we do, et cetera, et cetera. He'll probably get some kickoff return opportunities in the regular season, especially with Brandon Powell having a little bit of that knee injury that we heard about. So maybe he's ready to go. Maybe he's not. But there's going to be some chances for Atwell to do what the Rams were hoping to do when they drafted him. I would like to see it in some games. Let me say this very clearly, but understand that I'm not coming from a dark place, that I'm not coming from a place. I'm willing to accept the risk that goes along with Tutu Atwell maybe getting nicked up and dinged up and missing some time to play in a preseason game. I think it's important that this is, because look, we're not, is he fast? Sure. Can he run past everybody and get behind the defense? Yes. Can he catch the ball? Yeah, probably. My number one question for him is, can he get tackled and not break? Man's 151 pounds. We talked about it on a previous edition of Locked On Rams. And again, that's why you should probably subscribe to the podcast every day. He's a 151-pound man, okay? Playing in a league where there are multiple 300-pound men, twice his size. They're trying to hit him hard. They're trying to get him onto the ground with extreme prejudice every time. Can he survive? That's the question. His speed, sure. Route running ability, I'll trust Sean McVay. Can he make it? Because if we're going to give him a spot on the team, and obviously he's going to have a spot on the team, is it going to last a week, two? It didn't last very long last year. Every time he got tackled in the preseason last year, every time he got tackled in the regular season, it's like, uh-oh. Is he getting up? He'd get up, he'd limp, he'd hobble, he'd get over the side, and maybe he's done for the day. He's got to prove that he can survive in the NFL. And at 150 pounds, I don't know if he can. And if he can't, then let's use that spot. Let's figure. And they're not going to cut him. He's the second pick, a second round pick from a year ago. It's not going to happen. But let's figure out whether or not he's a useful player, because I don't want to figure it out during the regular season. The games are too valuable. They're too important. I don't know if we need to see that. So that's number one. The second thing that I'm looking forward to seeing, and he played a little bit in the first week and he was okay. There was one play in particular where he got driven back and dropped on his butt. We're talking about Logan Bruss, who's the Rams' first pick this year out of Wisconsin in the third round. A potential depth lineman, potential starting right guard. Coleman Shelton seems to have that position locked up right now. But this was a guy that I think a lot of people were optimistic that might be able to step right in and play right away. Probably not. He got moved around a little bit in that game on Saturday night. We'll see. Again, this is what the preseason is for guys like this. Let's get them a little bit of action. I understand that injury risk is a real thing, but we're going to have to play a little football at some point. Let's put him out there and see what it does. How does he do against the Houston Texans? How is he going to be able to take what he learned in the first week of the season and turn it around and put it into the second week of the season? Can he be incrementally better? He doesn't have to go from mediocre to the second coming of a Hall of Fame player, but let's go from mediocre to a little bit better than mediocre. And the bar is low. He's a rookie. He's green. He's inexperienced. But let's try to move that ball down the field a little bit with him as well. So those are the two things that I'm looking at from the Rams going into the Friday game against the Houston Texans. Plus, I'm optimistic to see whether or not Sean McVay does another little TV hit and basically gives us a play-by-play and entertains us simultaneously while knowing every single thing that's taken place in the field the entire time. I still can't believe that I saw what I saw with McVay against the Chargers. Okay, that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rams. Thanks for making us your first listen every single day. Now make your second listen, Locked On Fantasy Football. Find the intellectual fantasy expert, Vinny Iyer, who brings over 20 years of NFL experience and a unique angle to give you the moves no one else has. Get ready for your fantasy draft with Locked On Fantasy Football. Till next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.